The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
6:43, Kid of the Week time. And then I'm not going to do it here for obvious reasons, but I have a text question today tied to the story of Pat Boyle, our friend from Comcast Sportsnet, the husband of producer Sandberg, who was having breakfast with young Patrick, Patrick Boyle.
Talking about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? They used to call it the birds and the bees.
Yeah, because I don't think birds and bees, you know, should be connected that way.
No.
So I don't know where that came from. This week's Kid of the Week, the legend, Gabriella Frank. Let's go to the phone right now and say hi to Gabriella. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand we interrupted track practice.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about track practice. What are you doing at this hour? Is it just running, or what are you doing?
Yeah, so we just did our warm-up laps, and right now my team is stretching, and then we're going to do a couple more laps, and then we'll just go to our own individual events.
So. And you're running right now while you're talking to me, right? Just running laps?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went back in the car.
I'm impressed by this and this commitment. Do you also practice after school?
On Wednesdays we go after school. And trampoline practice after school.
Yeah, because I mean I played sports all the way through high school. We never practiced before school.
Yeah, we have tried before school most days. Like every other Wednesday is after school, but then like outside of school sports are always after school. So
now how old are you?
14.
Freshman?
Eighth grade.
Okay. All right. So, Gabriella, here's what I've heard about you. In response to the horrific Hurricane Harvey in Texas, you started a collection team for Hurricane Harvey victims and put together tons and tons and tons of toiletry bags to distribute to these victims. Because you can imagine all these people that were made homeless. You want a toothbrush. You want toothpaste. You want things to get, you know, clean yourself up. You want stuff to make hygiene stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You coordinated the pickup and delivery of hundreds of bottles of water, non-perishable food items, and pet supplies, and kind of turned this into your own mission. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Hey, Gabriella, we have a hard time organizing a show meeting here, so this is such an awesome idea. How did you organize all of the items for distribution and get everyone to help you stuff the bags? Kind of walk us through the process of how you organized. This is a massive
undertaking. Do you have a factory, Gabriella? Is that like that?
So we had been making bags like for homeless shelters locally before, and so when the hurricane came around, I was like, maybe we should make it for the hurricane victims because now most of them are homeless. So we then like sent out a Facebook message, and then all these people like responded, and we were collecting things in our garage and like in our closet. It was like everywhere. And then we brought it to. There were, like, trucks that were taking stuff down to Texas, and so we would bring some of the stuff there, and then there was just a bunch of people we found who were, like, driving there, so we found a lot of different ways to get it there.
So everybody that was willing to help, you were able to put them into your network?
Yeah.
Well, that's very impressive. Very impressive. Now, this is the type of thing, Gabriella, for someone your age, this would either inspire you to do it again and be ready to do the next one, or you would find out it's so much work you would never want to do it again. Where do you fall on this?
I would definitely do it again since I've been doing it for like a while before. So,
hey, Gabriella, are other kids coming to you now kind of for inspiration? So I know you were mentored, I'm sure, by some wonderful people. You're kind of becoming the mentor now.
Well, like, a few of them will help me sometimes when they see that it's, like, a really, really big project and that, like, we're in need of, like, getting things together. So, like, a couple of my close friends, they help me. So.
Other than that, a lot of your friends are deadbeats. Now, you said, or you seem to indicate that you've been doing this for a while. How old were you when you first did something charitable like this?
I was in second grade.
Second grade? What'd you do in second grade?
Second grade was the first time when we went to Jamaica and started getting stuff together, like school supplies for them.
You keep this up, you're going to be president someday, and unlike the one we currently have, I'd vote for you happily. So, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Well, when I grow up, I really want to be a marine biologist because then I could stay, like, in the Caribbean and keep, like, helping them out, but then also still be helping the animals out.
And the weather's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Most of the time.
Hey, what's your favorite track event? I know you're a big, I know you're probably
in. Yeah, what do you specialize in?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
My favorite is 200 sprint.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do the first 100, then I get an Uber.
Yeah, you wouldn't get really good race.
Yeah, I got an Uber for the second 100, yeah. Gabrielle, it's great to meet you. You're an impressive young lady, and this fact you've been doing this since second grade is amazing. But we have a couple of things for you for being this week's Kid of the Week, including Lou Malnati's Pizza, 40 Chicagoland locations, loumalnati's.com, an app gift card, get anything you want there. Pleasing people since 1936, the store in Glenview, or online at abt.com. And thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Get back to practice.